Chapter 5. Reacher stood still and asked, "On what charge?" The cop said, "I'm sure I'll think of something." He swapped the gun into one hand and used the other to take the handcuffs out of the holder on his belt. He held them on the flat of his palm, and one of the guys behind him stepped forward and took them from him and looped around behind Reacher's back. "Put your arms behind you," the cop said. "Are these guys deputized?" Reacher asked. "Why would you care?" "I don't, but they should. They put their hands on me without a good reason. They get their arms broken." "They're all deputized," the cop said, "especially including the one you just laid out." He put both hands back on his gun. "Self-defense," Reacher said. "Save it for the judge," the cop said. The guy behind him pulled Reacher's arms back and cuffed his wrists. The guy who had done all the talking opened the cruiser's rear door and stood there holding it like a hotel doorman with a taxicab. "Get in the car," the cop said. Reacher stood still and considered his options. Didn't take him long. He didn't have any options. He was handcuffed. He had a guy about 3 feet behind him. He had a cop about 8 feet in front of him. Two more guys 3 feet behind the cop. The riot gun was some kind of a Mossberg. He didn't recognize the model, but he respected the brand. In the car. Reacher moved forward and looped around the open door and jacked himself inside, butt first. The seat was covered in heavy vinyl, and he slid across it easily. The floor was covered in pimpled rubber. The security screen was clear, bulletproof plastic. He braced his feet, one in the left footwell and one in the right. Uncomfortable, with his hands cuffed behind him, he figured he was going to get bounced around. The cop got back in the front. The suspension yielded to his weight. He reholstered the Mossberg, slammed his door, and put the transmission in drive and stamped on the gas. Reacher was thrown back against the cushion. Then the guy braked hard for a stop sign, and Reacher was tossed forward. He twisted as he went and took the blow against the plastic screen with his shoulder. The cop repeated the procedure at the next four-way, and the next. But Reacher was okay with it. It was to be expected. He had driven the same way in the past, in the days when he was the guy in the front and someone else was the guy in the back. And it was a small town. Wherever the police station was, it couldn't be far. The police station was 4 blocks west and 2 blocks south of the restaurant. It was housed in another undistinguished brick building on a street wide enough to let the cop park nose into the curb on a diagonal. There was one other car there. That was all. Small town, small police department. The building had 2 stories. The cops had the ground floor, the town court was upstairs. Reacher guessed there were cells in the basement. His trip to the booking desk was uneventful. He didn't make trouble, no point. No percentage in being a fugitive on foot in a town where the line was 12 miles away in one direction and maybe more in the other. The desk was manned by a patrolman who could have been the arresting officer's kid brother. Same size and shape, same face, same hair, a little younger. Reacher was uncuffed and gave up the stuff from his pockets and his shoelaces. He had no belt. He was escorted down a winding stair and put in a 6x8 cell, fronted by ancient ironwork that had been painted maybe 50 times. "Lawyer?" he asked. "You know any?" the desk guy asked back. "The public defender will do." The desk guy nodded and locked the gate and walked away. Reacher was left on his own. The cell block was otherwise empty. 3 cells in a line, a narrow corridor, no windows. Each cell had a wall-mounted iron tray for a bed and a steel toilet with a sink built into the top of the tank. Bulkhead lights burned behind wire grills on the ceilings. Reacher ran his right hand under cold water at the sink and massaged his knuckles. They were sore, but not damaged. He lay down on the cot and closed his eyes. "Welcome to despair," he thought.